think my favorite musician that I've ever met was R. Kelly, I think. And in case you're not familiar, R. Kelly is a brilliant R&B singer slash crazy person. Like, they did an interview with him on BET, right? And the guy doing the interview is probably a guy like me, you know? Huge fan of R. Kelly and his music and hopes he really is innocent of those terrible things he's accused of. So, first question, the guy goes, "Now, Robert, are you attracted to teenage girls?" And R. Kelly, you know, if you're R. Kelly, that's easy, right? All you gotta do is be like, "No, not at all, no! That's all you gotta do, right? That's all you gotta do!" That is not what R. Kelly does. R. Kelly goes, "Define teenage." Literally the worst answer. The only worst answer would have been he went, "Huh, yeah." And so that's the person we're dealing with. So I go to his concert with my friend Jason. We get there, show sold out. People are psyched for R. Kelly. Jason looks over at me and goes, "Hey, Aziz, me and you are the only two white people at this concert." And I was like, "First of all, Jason, I'm not white. Second of all, you're the only white guy at this concert. We might kill you, Jason." So the concert starts and it's incredible. R. Kelly is the best showman. Like, he has his part in the show where he has sex with an invisible woman. You just hear the sound effects. So it's like taking off her blouse. And then when he does the, a spotlight shoots out of his cock and goes over the whole audience like he's coming on the whole crowd. And then a spotlight hits a screen and the screen explodes. And I was like, "Whoa, you are not gonna see shit like that at a Modest Mouse concert. Wow." And then like there's all this other weird stuff. Like at one point he leaves the stage, right? And they cut to a video of him playing basketball with his friends. Lasts about 4 minutes, comes back on stage, goes to the next song, doesn't address why I showed that video. You can't do shit like that. I can't leave the stage, show you some video of me playing foosball with my buddies, and then come back and be like, "Man, iPhones are crazy." You'd be like, "Yo, man, what's up with that video you showed? You gotta explain that shit. That was weird." Then, you know, we go backstage and meet him at the end of the show. He's very nice. He's like, "Hey, you guys should come to this after party we're doing." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And so we go to this nightclub. And once again, Jason and I are the only two white people there. And when people know R. Kelly's at a nightclub, they lose their shit. And then he took the stage and people went nuts. And he started doing that song that's like, "I'm in love with a stripper." And he's doing the song. And at one point, this woman just jumps on stage and starts giving him a lap dance. She finishes the lap dance and R. Kelly goes, "Who can top that shit? Who can top that shit? Who can top that shit? Who can top that shit?" Second woman comes on stage, gives him an even crazier lap dance. And R. Kelly goes, "Who can top that shit? Who can top that shit? Who can top that shit?" Third woman comes on stage with humongous breasts, whips them out, slaps the first three rows, grabs R. Kelly's head and just goes, "Ah!" And then R. Kelly pops out his head and goes, "Whoa, ain't nobody gonna top that shit. I'm out." And he leaves. And I was like, "Whoa, what a performance." But my favorite, my absolute favorite part of the R. Kelly show was like 20 minutes in, he stops everything and he starts talking to the crowd. And what's great about that is that R. Kelly does not talk like you and I talk. He talks like R. Kelly talks. So he goes like this. "Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the name of this building, but the people that run this building, they said Robert. They said Robert, they said Robert, you've been only doing your show for 20 minutes and it's already getting too freaky tonight. They said Robert, they said motherfucking Robert, there will be no touching of yourself in this area tonight. Do you want to know what I told them? I said, LA, do you wanna know what I told him? I said, LA, do you wanna know what I said to these people when they said that to me? Do you want to know what I told him? I said, I'm a grown ass man. and I can do whatever the fuck I want tonight. LA, can I do my show? And everyone's like, fuck yeah, I don't know what this is. And that was the greatest concert I've ever seen. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys, thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.